U.S. officials had been privately expressing disappointment with the seeming lack of commitment by southern African countries on the Zimbabwe crisis. But Rice, in a news conference here, took U.S. concerns public, saying regional organizations like the African Union and SADC, the Southern African Development Community, need to take the lead in pressing for the release of presidential election results in Zimbabwe and, if necessary, a peaceful transition of power.
The longer they hold the results of the election, the more suspicion grows that something is being plotted and planned by the ruling party. And frankly, the United States and the European Union and others have spoken out about this, and we've made calls, but it's time for Africa to step up. Where is the concern from the African Union and from Zimbabwe's neighbors about what is going on in Zimbabwe?
Rice said U.S. concerns about the situation have been heightened by new accusations of treason by the Mugabe government against opposition presidential candidate Morgan Tsvangirai, who claims he won the March 29th election. Rice stopped short of flatly calling for the departure of President Mugabe, who has run the country since independence, but she used her strongest language to date to characterize his administration.
Obviously, this is a matter for Zimbabwe as to whether he steps down, but I think he's done more harm to his country than would have been imaginable. If you look at what Zimbabwe was just 15 years ago or so, I know the role that he played in the liberation of Zimbabwe, but the last years have been really an abomination.
Rice said Zimbabwe, once a food exporter, will apparently be requiring a dramatic increase in food aid from the international community. She described Zimbabwe as, in her words, a country that really needs to move on and get on with its future. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.